She turned to Slim. He said you two were friends. Slim slouched against one of the porch posts.
He admitted it, huh? That was brave of him. Yep, we rode a few broncs together. Wilkie retired one night in Guymon when a big, bald-faced horse stepped on his hat.
Sally Mae frowned. Stepped on his hat?
Yeah, his head was in it. It must have jarred something loose, because when he got out of the hospital, he enrolled in college.
Sally Mae said, oh, and turned back to Loper.
Well, he's invited Alfred to camp out with him and take part in the excavation.
Loper nodded.
Good, good. Great opportunity to learn about archaeology.
I'd feel more comfortable if you went with him. He's only 5 years old.
Loper's eyes bugged out.
Me? Hun, they do archaeology with dentist tools. That would drive me nuts. Scrape, scrape, pick, pick.
Sally Mae waited. Slim smirked.
And besides, we're out of water in the middle pasture. Those cows are standing on their heads to get a drink. We'll be hauling water all day and into the night.
Sally Mae fiddled with a button on her blouse.
How many cowboys does it take to haul water?
Slim nodded.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. Loper, I can haul that water and you can go learn all about archaeology. I'll bet you'd really enjoy it.
Loper's eyes darted back and forth.
Let me think about it. We might have to reschedule some of our work.
Sally Mae stepped towards the door.
Alfred would be disappointed if he couldn't go. Oh, and your dog is hiding in the bushes. Would you mind showing him the gate? Thanks.
She went into the house, leaving the two men in a heavy silence. Loper turned to Slim.
So you're all excited about hauling water, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say excited, but I'm always glad to volunteer my service to the ranch.
No kidding.
Well, sure.
Slim hitched up his jeans.
I mean, how many times does a grumpy rancher get invited to dig around in the dirt with a toothpick in the heat of summer?
Slim snorted a laugh.
I'm sure it'll raise your IQ a couple of points. And everybody knows you need some help.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I just wish I could be there with a camera.
Loper rocked up and down on his toes and gazed off in the distance.
You know, Slim, one of the most satisfying parts of being the boss on an outfit like this is you can grant wishes.
Slim stared at him, and I noticed that the corners of his mouth began to sag.
What are you talking about?
Wishes. You wish that you could be there with a camera, so we'll borrow Sally Mae's camera.
Wait a second, hold on. Loper, I hope you ain't thinking.
Loper draped his arm over Slim's shoulder.
You know, Slimbo, this water situation is so serious, I think we'd better let top management handle it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Slim brushed his arm away.
I'm sure I don't agree.
You'll get to spend some time with your old friend.
He ain't as good a friend as I thought. And if it makes any difference, I've never had the slightest interest in archaeology.
Loper gave that some serious thought.
Slim, one part of me feels your pain. The other part of me just doesn't care. Pack your toothbrush, buddy.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. And come to think of it, you better pack a couple of toothbrushes. You might be digging with one of them.
Loper let out a wicked cackle.
See you inside and throw Bozo out of the yard, would you?
Loper went inside and the door closed behind him. Slim glared at the door for a moment,
then raised a bony fist in the air and yelled, "One of these days, the hard hands of this world are gonna rise up and revolt. It ain't fair. And Loper, you're a low-down skunk." Slim stood there, scowling, then stepped off the porch in his bare feet and came creeping over to the shrubbery in which I was